Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy is urging residents to stay off the roads during the worst of the winter storm that's expected to hit the region over the next 2 days. Up to a foot of snow is expected in some spots. It begins late today. Joey Pica is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says the way the storm is forming and moving into the area is something we've seen before.
But something we will see that isn't too common around our area is just how cold it's going to be. High temperatures on Friday across Long Island and portions of Connecticut are going to struggle to get out of the teens as we head into Friday night. Our low temperatures across most of the island in Connecticut are going to be in the single digits, with some spots even falling below zero.
Governor Malloy says he's directed several state agencies to coordinate with Connecticut's network of shelters to ensure the homeless have a place to stay during the storm. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says state resources will be stretched thin, and highway crews may not be able to keep up with the wind-driven snow that's expected to hit the region.
Normally, we have a downstate situation or an upstate situation, and we'll deploy resources accordingly. So if it's a downstate problem, we bring the upstate resources down and vice versa. If we have to work statewide, that obviously is going to stretch our equipment and resources and personnel.
Cuomo was speaking on a conference call on Wednesday. He told reporters the storm coming from the west may bring heavy snow to New York City and its suburbs, as well as blizzard conditions to Long Island. And he urged commuters to use mass transit if possible in case of highway closings. Also in Connecticut, the mayor of Bridgeport has already declared a state of emergency for today, imposing special parking regulations so crews can plow.